And Auckland ground to a halt today as people rushed out to get supplies, COVID tests and work gear as the level three restrictions came into place. It was gridlock around the six testing centres across the super city. Despite warnings not to panic buy, supermarkets were mobbed as Auckland prepared for lockdown 2.0. Our reporter Nick Troubridge and camera operator Nick Munro filed this report.
A new day in Auckland, and with it, a sense of deja vu. It's just after 6:30 a.m. at a COVID-19 drive-through testing station in Eden Terrace. The testing station doesn't open for another hour and a half, but a steady stream of cars are already joining the queue. With last night's announcement of four new community cases in the super city, triggering mass demand for testing.
I've been sick for a couple of days, so feeling that I should do my bit for the community and come on down and be tested.
I've just come down because I've got a little bit of a cold, so I thought, you know, with everything that's going on, I just thought I'd just make sure I stay on the safe side, pretty much.
5 minutes down the road in Mount Eden Village, shoppers are rushing to their local bakeries and fruit shops while they still can.
This morning, I zoomed into City Cake Company to grab a birthday cake for one of our team members, who happens to be my daughter as well. No birthday party today, but we have the cake. So everyone's coming into work. They're going to grab what they can do to work from home, and they're going to grab a piece of cake and then go.
Last night's announcement came as a shock to shoppers here, including Annie, who has stocked up for her first meal of this new lockdown.
I rang all my neighbours last night, I texted them, you know, just to make sure they heard the news. And this was about 10:30, you know, and I texted them all and I said, just, have you heard the news? And yes, Annie, I've heard the news, I've heard, you know, just to make sure. I rang everybody that I, you know. I got potatoes, bread, eggs, milk, tuna fish and avocado, yeah. And, you know, all the essentials, I think.
It's nearly 9 a.m. in Mount Eden, and Casey Lou Fruit Centre, like thousands of other Auckland businesses, is preparing to close its doors. Its aisles will be empty for at least 3 days under Level 3 lockdown restrictions, though the store will still be open for contactless collections and deliveries. For Frances Lou, it's a reality she never hoped she'd face again.
It's, you know, been a bit uncertain. Had a few order cancellations from the hospitality side of things, and probably the main feeling is just a little bit of frustration that, you know, we've come back to where we are, but we've got to get on with it, but also now uncertainty as to what the next few days will bring.
Just down the road, Circus Circus cafe barista Mamun Chowdhury doesn't mince his words.
Pretty hard to express by word, eh? This is disaster. That's not the thing that we are on to level three or whatever level, because we thought we'd just over it, but it's still coming back.
Seafood Collective Mount Eden's Joanne Mahi is busy taping COVID-19 posters back on the windows of her fish shop in anticipation for customers picking up orders.
Gutted, yes, because we only opened in January. It's a really terrible year to open a business, but so gutted to start with for the business, then gutted for the whole country and in Auckland in particular, and really gutted for that family.
Just off Dominion Road, an enormous queue of at least 300 people has formed outside Countdown Mount Eden. Many of these supermarkets closed last night so staff could restock shelves to cope with the onslaught of demand.
We had to line up for a while because it was meant to open at 6, so I don't think it opened until like 6:30, and there was a big line. But yeah, it was fine. People probably aren't really social distancing, but it's probably just like how it was before and everyone just freaks out a little bit. But like there was heaps of food and it was fine, yeah.
It's about 10 a.m. back at the Mount Eden testing site, and by now it's bedlam. Hundreds of vehicles are gridlocked up and down New North Road, with traffic each way stretching nearly a kilometre.
What was the wait like this morning?
I got here about 7 a.m. What's the time now? 2.5 hours.
Worth it?
Yeah, peace of mind.
Well, we came here at 8:30. Like we were here.
No, 7:30. 7:30. So 2 hours. 2 hours.
Yeah.
You were prepared that it, you know, that it was going to be pretty busy today?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we came a bit earlier than we knew opening time was, and yeah, staff are doing an amazing job, so we're grateful for what they're doing.
It's now close to 12 p.m, Auckland's official lockdown time. Ponsonby Road is jam-packed with motorists heading home. Cafes are bringing in outside seating and takeaway joints are setting up tables so customers can pick up food without entering. Other retail shops are closing altogether. So it's deja vu in the supercity as it shuts up shop until midnight Friday at least. For Checkpoint, Nick Trubridge.